The original title for Common Effect was Cater to Cowards, Catering to Cowards. It was one of the two. I forget which one it was now because I've heard so many different versions on, from different people. It's like, but I think it was Cater to Cowards was the original version. I felt like we were being dictated to by corporations and by the government and by censorship agencies and all this. I think I felt like it was a far more political statement than a personal attack at somebody, you know. And it again encompassed a lot of what the songs were about and about feeling like we had no control over our own lives and feeling like a product and feeling like, yes, sir, no, sir, we'll do whatever you tell us to, sir, you know. So we had to come up with a new name, and we were in New York, and we finished recording one night. We walked outside and it was snowing and it was freezing cold. And for the life of us, there were no cabs. It was like in New York City, there's no cabs. It was bizarre. So we were standing on the side. We had guitars and stuff that we had to carry. And it wasn't a very long walk, but when it's, you know, below zero, it's a pretty long walk in any direction or any distance. So we were standing on the side of the road, and some guy came along and his car got stuck in the snow. So we helped him and we pushed him into his garage because it was like this big bank. You know how they push the ice to the sidewalk, and he had to get over that wall of ice to get into his parking garage. So we helped him. He got stuck. We helped him in. And then as soon as he basically got in and parked, a single solitary cab came driving down the street with its light on. And Dale said, "Wow, that's our karma in effect." And I was like, man, right away, that was like, that's the name of the album. Because it was, you know, so we changed it to Karma and Effect. But, you know, I think that to me is a perhaps a more passive name for this, for the album. You know, Cater to Cowards was, we will still use for something in the future. But I think, you know, Karma and Effect was just us in a more subtle way saying, you know, the music came from all the energy we'd been given. Remedy was actually, when we were writing songs for Karma and Effect, the way I'd been writing ideas at that time was, I have a little tape recorder in the back lounge, and we had an acoustic guitar. And every time I had an idea, I would just record it. If it was just a riff, or if it was a whole song, you know, I would just throw it down if I liked it. And so at the end of the Disclaimer tour, I went home, and prior to us recording Broken, I was sitting at home listening to the tapes because it was time to do the new album. So this riff just jumped out of the tape, man. I was like, wow, this is really, really cool. It's like, I think we can use this. So I was demoing with a producer, and I went in and I said, I've got this riff. And again, once I had the riff, the verses came sort of automatically, and the pre-chorus just, you know, sometimes things just make sense, and they map themselves out without you having to think about them too much. So that was one of the first songs written for Common Effect, and was, you know, at the time I was around some people in my life that were very quick to blame other people around them for their own faults or problems. You know what I mean? So I was in a relationship at the time, you know, with somebody I knew some people that were very quick to point the finger, but then by the same token, they're doing exactly what you're doing. But by projecting, you know, by saying to you, look, you're doing a bad thing, it's kind of like they make themselves feel better. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you drink too much. Well, yeah, you say that because you're trying to hide your, you know, you smoke too much weed or whatever the deal may be. It's like there's this whole, you know, I mean, it happens with everyone. And it was kind of like, it was the finger pointing of who's got the worst addiction, you know what I mean? And it wasn't anyone in this room. It was just friends that I had, and it was just certain people that I was surrounded by. And some of it has to deal with like my biological mother, who was and still is pretty much, you know, just a pain pill junkie, you know. So it's kind of dealing with how at some point you have to kind of say, look, this is killing me, or you know what I mean? It's like, and I have a battle with that all the time. You know, it's like I battle it constantly. It's like it's a day by day thing, a daily battle to kind of get through it, and to understand the moderation concept or whatever. And really, it was just, I think, also came from a us against the world as far as the band goes kind of feeling, because we did feel kind of sequestered and we did feel kind of isolated, and we did feel like when we were in the studio trying to prove ourselves. You know what I mean? So It's such a combination of so many things, but really we just wanted to make a rock song that was riff based, because we were so sick and tired of having singles that were released, and it wasn't written to be a single again, but when it was written, it was like, man, I love that song. And when it was being bandied around as a single, I was like, yeah, that's cool, because, you know, when we looked at the album, we said that's got to be the first single, because we wanted it to be a rock song, because we'd had three ballads in a row. You know, and it's like, so you're doing these sets and everyone's like, oh, yeah. So you would play sets and see, okay, people know this song, they come in for the slow song, and then they leave for the heavy song, come back, and you know what I mean? It was frustrating. And it wasn't a good, you know, having releasing Broken, Fine Again, and Driven Under as singles was not very, not a very good indication of the band. So we wanted, you know, we wanted it to be a song that was, look, we're a rock band. We're pissed off that you don't think we're a rock band. And we wanted it to be, you know, noisy and brash and punky. And, you know, it was just one of those things that I'm glad the riff came out of all the little, I guess, noodlings in the back lounge. Because I think ultimately, it's still to this day one of the best crowd songs. It's just simple as well. But I think it gets I've said a lot with 3 minutes, you know. I was trying to get a lot accomplished.